This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson addressed members of Parliament on a day dubbed by the media Super Saturday. Johnson is attempting to get approval on a new plan to pull Britain from the European Union.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
As fighting eases between Turkish and Kurdish forces in northeast Syria, U.S. President Donald Trump is expressing optimism the deal between Turkey and the United States will hold. VOA Steve Herman.
The situation on the ground in northeast Syria is very fragile, acknowledges the U.S. president, who spoke to reporters at the White House on Friday after a telephone call with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan.
And sometimes you have to go through some pain before you can get a good solution, but the Kurds are very happy about it. President Erdogan in Turkey is satisfied with it.
Defense Secretary Mark Esper says no U.S. ground forces will be enforcing the safe zone during the agreed 120-hour pause in the fighting.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
A senior pilot at Boeing said he might have unintentionally misled regulators, according to a series of internal company messages that were released Friday. The revelation of the messages comes as Boeing continues to struggle with the fallout from two fatal crashes that grounded its 737 MAX airplanes. This is VOA News. As Hong Kong enters its 20th weekend, a protest that started over an extradition bill but evolved into five sets of demands by Hong Kong residents, police say the demonstrations are becoming increasingly violent. They held a news conference ahead of this Saturday's events in Kong Wing Sheng, where the Hong Kong police says that they're trying to prevent more incidents like one that occurred this past week.
We are deeply concerned about an assault on a 32-year-old man in Hong Kong last Wednesday. The case has been classified as wounding under investigation of District Crime Squad of Mong Kok District. The same person was involved in another assault case in early September. For that case, the police have arrested three males, two of whom were charged with conspiracy to assault occasioning as actual bodily harm.
He went on to say that police will bring offenders to justice regardless of their motive, background, or political stance. Both Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam and residents calling for a resignation as part of their demands have said they are not backing down from their stances. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad Hariri gave his government partners 3 days to support a reform drive as thousands of protesters crowded the streets across the country amid an economic crisis. Protesters were massed outside the office as the visibly frustrated prime minister gave an address to the nation, in which he blamed political foes he says have blocked his reform proposals. Protesters Friday pelted riot police with rocks and tomatoes as police fired back with tear gas to try to disperse the angry crowds. U.S. President Donald Trump is backing his acting chief of staff after remarks that undermined the administration's defense in the impeachment probe of President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Mick Mulvaney told reporters the administration withheld aid to Ukraine while pushing it to investigate the 2016 election.
And that's why we held up the money.
Essentially acknowledging what the president's been denying for weeks.
There is no pro quo.
Hours later, Mulvaney claimed that's what he'd said. The president's on his side.
I think he clarified it.
But Republican Congressman Francis Rooney says it's not an etch-a-sketch. Mulvaney's statement cannot just be undone. With others also worried, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's trying to contain the fallout.
I think Mick Mulvaney clarified his statement to be very clear.
That there was not a quid pro quo, which is what McCarthy says witnesses in the impeachment probe have been saying behind closed doors. Sagar Magani at the White House.
More at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.